5 seconds. Good morning, February 8th, 2025. And yes, it's now it's 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. That's when we do this. It's time for This Week in Waukesha, our new podcast series. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live from, or not live, you'll be watching this recorded, sports fans. I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beloved Banting Park neighborhood. I'm joined by my faithful producer, the mighty Max Martinson, down there at Radio Park on Victory Avenue at the WAUK studios. And I have a very special guest today. I always try to include high school students, faculty, but primarily I've had coaches because this is a big sports town like any. But Waukesha South, Blackshirt Nation, also has a very proud theater heritage. And with that, I'm proud to introduce Allison Shamburek. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, you did. Good job.
Fantastic. And Allison has been a drama teacher, a theater teacher, going back to 2003. I believe you're in the Manitowoc School District for how many years?
I was there for 16 years.
Sounds great. And then so in the last, what is that, like 9 years then you've been with us at Waukesha South? Did I get that correctly?
I think this is my sixth year here.
Sixth year. Okay. So terrific. Well, that's fantastic. And Allison is a graduate of a Dominican high school here in the Milwaukee area and UW-Whitewater. But as a, you don't know this about me, Allison, but I'm an Irishman. I have dual citizenship. My family's from Clare. And Allison has a master's degree from University College Cork in Ireland, master's in arts and theater, correct? I got that right?
Yes.
So that's great. And we are here to talk about the next presentation of the Blackshirt Theater Players. Did I get that right?
The Blackshirt Players, yeah.
The Blackshirt Players. And it's Mean Girls. They're doing their own production of it from February 20th to the 23rd. And got a nice prop there. That's a great poster, by the way.
Thank you.
And so, yeah, I guess let's just jump into that if we could. Why Mean Girls? I mean, obviously, it's, you know, the 2004 classic is still a classic. And there's also been a remake of it in 2024 and several big stage adaptations of it. But why did you choose it, Allison?
Well, the past couple of years, we've done a lot of very family-friendly shows. We did Cinderella. Last year, we did Wizard of Oz. And my students really, really enjoyed those. But they wanted something different. They wanted something a little bit more high school, more modern life. And
sure.
Wanted to reach like a higher audience as well. So I like to give my students variety. Like we're thinking next year, maybe a musical that's not as well known, but maybe something that's big in the theater history, just to get them more well-rounded. So okay. This one, again, it's a little bit of an older audience we're shooting for. There's some kind of more adult themes and topics that students do face on a daily basis. And also they've been asking for it. The students love this musical. They've been begging for it for years, and we finally had the right people to do that. So we said, why not? Let's do it.
That's great. So you did, you took input or feedback from the students in terms of what they wanted to do.
Yes.
That's great.
I always like to listen to them. I do have a drama board made up of, I think there's 12 students on the drama board.
Wow. Okay.
And we always kind of get their suggestions. We get their suggestions for regular plays as well as musicals. And then we kind of feel it out to see how the other student body feels about it. But the final decision is between me and my adult crew, my vocal director,
okay,
costume designer. And then of course we get admin approval as well.
Okay. But having that input's great because and certainly you don't want any wildcat strikes or walkouts. So it sounds like that's you take the students' input very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So how many of your students would you say, I mean, obviously they're all serious while they're in high school, but how many would you say are serious about pursuing futures in the performing arts?
Well, every year we get a lot of students in, how do I want to say this, in various backgrounds. The serious ones, we have maybe one or two every year who graduate. Great. really want to go into the theater world, whether it be directing or acting or maybe in movie production. But a lot of the students who are in the theater department use these skills in other ways. Most of the mock trial team here at South are made up of theater kids because they use theater techniques in mock trial, right?
Or there's no denying their success with two state championships and several, I guess you'd say, semifinal appearances in the last 5 years.
A lot of students go into HR, they go into business, where you do use the communication skills and people's skills to learn in theater as well.
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to ask that too, is how these skills in theater and the arts help with other career pursuits and collegiate pursuits.
Well, there's a lot of teamwork. I mean, this whole doing a production is teamwork, working with other people, whether you like them or not. How do you work together? Problem solving, and then just making sure that you are accountable. So there's a lot of accountability, and all of that goes towards any job that you want to go for.
And having the confidence to get up and present in front of a group of people, I'm sure that's got to be, that work in the performing arts has been really helpful.
Yes, definitely build self-confidence.
I remember asking a good friend that had he'd worked in kind of the arts for schools for many years in Milwaukee, what impact the reality TV shows had. And he said, really, a lot of these kids would come on stage and they're fearless because of watching these reality TV shows and the possibility that their dream could come true. Do you find that still true today?
It's a little different when students are making their own videos as well, like, you know, the old TikToks and stuff like that.
Sure.
So when they're behind a camera, they're a lot more fearless. But when they're on stage in front of an actual audience that's right there 30 feet away from them, the nerves do still come back.
And you can't edit what you're doing live.
Nope.
Mm-mm. So that's fun. Wonderful. How did you get into theater and theater education? How did you become, what inspired you?
My mom said I was born acting. So there's that. When I was younger, my mom put me in one theater class and I came out hating it. And she's like, why? Really? They made me be a tree. Like, apparently I wanted to do Shakespeare when I was five.
Yeah.
But then I just got into it through school shows. We always did like school productions and
Shakespeare at the age of five. Like, how did that, was it like Romeo and Juliet or was it?
I don't know. I would, apparently was too good to be a tree at that time.
Okay.
Tree is acting.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It was high school. I had a wonderful director, Chad Doring, who just kind of inspired me, had faith in me. And through his directorship, I fell in love with theater, but I also realized this is what I wanted to do. Sure. I said, I want to be him for other students. I want to inspire. I want to be there to support them. And so that kind of drove me on my path for this theater education.
Sure. Now jumping back to Mean Girls, again, it opens, I believe, next week, the 20th, or is that a couple? Yeah, next week, the 20th through the 23rd. So I imagine, is that four shows? Did I do the math correctly there? Five?
We have four public shows. And then we also do a middle school matinee on that Wednesday.
Oh, nice. Okay. So. How fun.
Yeah.
The kids must love that. And so, kind of two quick questions, any variations or anything unique to, the Black Shirt adaptation that, may be unique from, the movie that we all saw back in 2004, maybe some have seen more recently with the new remake?
Well, the original movie was not a musical. So just know that this is a musical. So there's going to be singing and dancing.
That's right.
The remake was the musical. So that's more helpful.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we are doing the high school version, so it has taken a lot of the more adult language out of it.
A little more PG rated.
Yeah, we're advertising PG-13 because there are some adult language and some adult content as part of it, so it's not really for the little ones. But we are basically sticking to the script as much as possible.
Okay.
When you do the high school version, they give you a list of things you want to change. And so they give you this opportunity.
Kind of like FCC.
Yeah, know what's good for your audience and you can change it if you need to. Yeah. So we've done some of those changes.
And even with the, shall we say, watered down version, there are still some young adult themes that are unavoidable.
Yes.
And are important. Got obviously a message you're looking to convey then, or the students themselves.
It's all about bullying and how do you handle bullying, because that's something that students face every single day, right? Yeah. How do you not become one of those mean girls, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole point.
So are there any students in the cast or in the overall production team you'd like to shout out, or any kind of specific teasers you can provide?
Well, we have 46 students in the cast, so it's really hard for me to shout out any one of them because they're all working really, really hard. They're dedicated so much of their time. Like I said, they're here on a Saturday. They got here at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, and they're here until after one. So they're very dedicated. Okay. We have 25 students on our crew. So we have a very large group that all really works so hard to put on a fabulous show.
Great. How long have they been working on this now?
Since the beginning of December.
Wow. And do they get class credit for this as well, or is this extracurricular?
It's absolutely extracurricular. Okay. Yeah.
Fantastic. So a good question I've had is, you know, because in my experience, and I remember going to see my siblings in high school plays and my children's friends and in college, it seems the majority of high school performing arts presentations have been in a musical format. Have you ever in your experience, or have you considered a kind of a straight dramatic, like something like a David Mamet or Sam Shepard type play, or Thornton, what's the name, Our Town?
Well, Mamet and Shepard are not really high school.
A little more grown up. Yeah. Maybe not the best example, but
adult. Yeah. But we call them straight plays. So non-musical are called straight plays. We do two straight plays every single year. We do usually a drama in the fall and a comedy in the spring.
Okay.
But this year we kind of flip-flopped it. Mm. We did Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, wow.
And then we're doing a kind of more modern piece called She Kills Monsters in the spring. And that one is kind of fantasy related. It's based off Dungeons and Dragons. So there's
monsters. Interesting.
And it's more of a drama because it's about a girl whose sister died and she wanted to get to know her sister a little bit better and goes into the sister's world of Dungeons and Dragons and stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's very interesting. That's a great
musical. And usually the musical is what brings our numbers in. We usually get over 1,000 people to come see our musicals. But
and I get it. It's a chance for students to showcase the many different talents that a musical requires.
It's hard to do a musical. It's also hard to do a Shakespeare, and the kids rocked it this fall. So.
Wow. I can imagine Shakespeare being fun, because when I like took it in high school or did a Shakespeare, like I did Macbeth sophomore year, that learning the language, like what the interpretations and everything were a lot of fun. And then to be able to enunciate them, articulate them, even in just the class where you're reading it aloud or talking about it, I thought was very interesting and entertaining. So Max, how are we doing on time, friend? About 7 minutes. Oh, good. We loads of time here. So I guess this gives me an opportunity to kind of jump back into your resume, if you will. How did you choose University College Cork?
Well, I was kind of stuck. I felt kind of stuck where I was with my teaching, and I know I needed something more, and I wanted to get my master's. So I looked around at UW-Madison and other places in the States as well. And I thought, if I'm going to take off of work, because most theater masters, you have to be there. You can't take it online. So I'm like, if I have to take off work, let's go big. So then I started looking overseas, and I've been to Ireland once before on a vacation, and I loved it.
Oh, nice.
So I saw that they had a master's degree over at University College Cork, and I was like, okay. And I applied and got in, and it was a really neat program. It was a very intensive program, and they just did it in 1 year. So I got my master's in 1 year.
Did Ireland's great, shall we say, theater tradition and playwright tradition also have an impact on that decision?
Not really. When I visited Ireland previously, I was there for a grad class where we researched playwrights and poets, and we went to the places where the playwrights and poets lived and worked and wrote. It was so neat. Just the history there was amazing.
Oh, sure.
What really got me was my family. I'm also Irish. My grandfather is a proud Irishman.
Sure.
And he had passed away previously before I went over. So I thought this would be a good way to honor him as well.
Was your grandfather from Ireland or was born in America?
Born in America. His parents were born in Ireland.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if your parents are still alive, but they, through your grandfather, you are eligible for, well, through your grandfather. So your parents would be eligible, and then that would make you eligible for dual citizenship mm-hmm. if you want to do that. The one great advantage is that you can travel and work anywhere in Europe with the Euro Pass. So if you ever, I've had mine since 1990. I've been a dual citizen, yeah.
That'd be amazing. A little hard to move. I have a 7-year-old right now, so maybe when she's older.
They got great schools in Ireland. So good education system. But yeah, no, that's terrific. So, well, good. So jumping back, what is it about the work you enjoy most?
The students. Watching the students grow, watching them learn, those light bulb moments. I know that's totally cliche because every teacher says that, but really those light bulb moments of when the student gets it, they'll be on stage, they're not understanding why they have to say this line, and all of a sudden, I get it, how that's connected to her, and then it just comes to life. And change the work, bring the story to life on stage is amazing.
I bet. And so I imagine you must have quite a collection of archives of like a lot of great moments, especially like maybe on your darker days or more frustrating days, you put on an old video or
I have a drawer that has old cards from past students. Nice. When I'm feeling down, I pull out a card just to remind myself that I have made an impact.
And like especially in this age where STEM has become such a focus or such a priority in our education system, do you feel like you have to kind of work harder to justify what you do, or do you still feel like you get a great deal of support from the school district and
in
leadership at South?
At South, they are very supportive. We have really great admin here who really support me and the students in the fine arts. So I've really loved my years here. And I've always felt that support. And I like STEAM better than STEM because it has the arts involved in there as well.
I like that too.
So I wish that we could be a STEAM district instead of just a STEM district.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that because it seemed like the people that I know that have really excelled in their careers in engineering or the sciences or accounting, any of those real heavy STEM, it was their ability to communicate, articulate, to relate to different people in different departments that's led to their success. Whereas like many of those really focused on the STEM disciplines are, you're kind of in that plateau. They got that great starting salary coming out of college or their master's, but they're making that same salary 10 or 15 years later and are even in that same job. But again, those that do have that exposure to the arts or that experience, it's helped them.
Creative and think outside the box.
Exactly.
Problem solve every day in the world of theater.
I bet. So are there any like students either at South or during your time in Manitowoc that have gone very far in their careers and in the performing arts that you're perhaps proudest of or you know deserve mention?
I have a past student from Manitowoc who is actually the teacher there, and she's teaching in my classroom, so I thought that was kind of cool. She is
awesome.
Come with me over there, which I thought really neat. I do have right now quite a few students who are in college. I have one that's going for stage management, and I know that she'll do fabulous in it.
Awesome.
I've got another student who is thinking about going out to California and pursuing movie work and stuff. So they're out there just kind of trying to find their niche, their genre, and to make their way in the world.
That's wonderful. You should be very proud. Allison Shamburek, director of theater at, did I say that correctly, at Waukesha South High School, and the head of the Blackshirt Players. I love that name. Best of luck with the production of Mean Girls taking place February 20th to the 23rd. Great tickets still available at the Waukesha South Auditorium, a great venue for some a wonderful presentation. Best of luck with Mean Girls, and thank you for all that you do for Black Shirt Nation and for the Waukesha community.
Thank you. Tickets can be sold. Tickets will be sold at the door the nights of the show, or you can go to our website called blackshirtplayers.ludus.com. That's LUDUS.
Sounds great. Allison, thanks again, and best of luck with Mean Girls.
Thank you very much.
Bye for now. You too.